We're joined now by Vincent Durack, Associate Professor in Middle East Politics at University College Dublin. Vincent, this war was about ending Iran's nuclear plans. Donald Trump saying this afternoon that nuclear capacity is gone. Do you think that's the case?
I don't think anybody knows exactly what has been the result of the Israeli and American attacks on Iran's nuclear facilities over the last several days. Obviously, it's in Donald Trump's interest to to talk up what has been achieved by the Americans. Otherwise, quite what the point of their involvement was is an open question. But as we've been hearing, nobody really knows either the location of significant quantities of enriched uranium. Nobody is entirely clear as to whether or not the Iranians have other secret facilities. There's talk of an equivalent facility to Fordo having been constructed in anticipation of just this set of events that we've seen in the last few weeks. So in the absence of any verification by, for instance, the inspectors of the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is impossible right now, we just don't know exactly what's happening in Iran.
In that case, it seems maybe Israel's objectives haven't been achieved. Where does that leave us?
Yeah, I mean, this is the interesting question. To some extent, Israel's objectives have been achieved in the sense of clearly weakening Iran in all sorts of ways, not least in terms of its conventional military capacity. Although there is no evidence whatsoever of Iranian intent to mount a military challenge to Israel in recent times. But in terms of the nuclear program, Iran's nuclear program, again, we're in the realms of uncertainty. The attacks by Israel and the United States almost certainly have set back any nuclear program and certainly any project for developing a nuclear weapon, though there are doubts as to whether Iran intended to do that.
Well, it might be a setback, but could Iran be emboldened now to continue with its nuclear program?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, there are two broad schools of thought on this. And one is that the very obvious one, the sort of circling the wagons. Iran looking at the examples of India and Pakistan, North Korea, and indeed Israel itself, the undeclared nuclear power in the Middle East, and concluding that the regime's best defense is in possession of a nuclear weapon. However, clumsily put together, if you will. The other, of course, is that it's clear to some, at least in the Iranian regime, that it would be more trouble than it's worth, that the Israelis and the Americans would repeat the effort once more and they'd be back to square one. It's, again, very, very difficult to assess the balance between these two approaches within the thinking of the Iranian regime.
Well, where does this leave Donald Trump then? Has he tamed Iran, something that previous administrations before him couldn't do?
I think to some extent he probably has. I mean, in the sense that perhaps between Israel and the United States, the events of the last couple of years have resulted in an Iranian regime that is severely weakened both at home and in the region generally. I mean, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about the penetration at the highest level of Iranian military planning and intelligence. The ease with which the Americans and the Israelis have mounted these attacks speaks to extraordinary levels of vulnerability at very, very senior levels within the regime. And again, how the Iranian regime responds to that, if the ceasefire holds, will be interesting and possibly very, very difficult for many people in Iran.
Well, if Iran is weakened, then what are the wider implications for the Middle East right now?
A lot depends on quite how this sort of expresses itself. The Iranian willingness to agree a ceasefire, and indeed one would imagine a willingness to go back to the negotiating table on the nuclear program, would almost certainly be part of a process of attempting to consolidate and rebuild in the face of these extraordinary challenges that it has faced. Anything beyond that in terms of the projected notions of regime change in Iran, however unlikely that might seem at the moment, would be so deeply destabilizing across the region.
Vincent Durack, Associate Professor in Middle East Politics at University College Dublin. Thank you.